Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but you were saying that you wanted a musical education.
Yes, I wanted to get a musical education. That is, a vocal music. I never studied an instrument in. I wanted to get a literary education. And I thought possibly I might want to be an assistant teacher. I wasn't fully certain. Well, I wasn't fully settled on that. But I knew that I didn't want to be principal, I just wanted to be an assistant. And I figured that I would want to, at that time, I'm a teacher, and not where I wouldn't have the responsibility, you know, the control of the school. And then I thought I might do other work, some other kind of work, and I didn't know what at that time. And I thought that I might write some. And I thought I might sing some. Well, I did sing, of course. I just partly realized some of my ambition. And at 14, I had typhoid. And that's when I had sort of a nervous breakdown. And when I was carried later to a nerve specialist, he said, "You've been rushed too much." Mm-hmm. And he said, he asked me if I took a rest after typhoid. I told him no. As soon as I got up, they were set up. I went to a singing school and then got about a week of literary school, then in the field to work, you know. My father was a farmer. Well, he says, that's what your trouble now, bringing the effect of the typhoid and not taking a rest after that. That's what he said. But now the whole, there was four in our family, the immediate family, that had typhoid that year. It was in 1913, and it wasn't an epidemic in Decatur County, but there were several cases. And some of them didn't survive. They didn't have in later years they had. It was just medicine like Calvin and first one thing and another like that. And they lost patients, you know, they didn't survive. And they thought it was some drinking water where we worked and drank.
Did you ever have malaria this far?
Yes,
did you?
I had malaria then.
Mm-hmm. How did they treat that?
Both with quinine and whole lot.
I see.
You know. Though in those days, we sang all the time. We sang in quartet, a brother and a sister and myself and a cousin. And, maybe I shouldn't say it like it sounded like I lost it, but they, consider me the Professor A.J. Vedito that taught the local music school. He taught all over Decatur County and Henderson County. He came originally from Arkansas. And he said I was the best alto singer he had ever trained.
I see.
In just the one school.
Mm-hmm.
And said the best music reader and best voice. Well, I said just best all around. So that was
fine.
Some success. That was some success.
It certainly was, particularly since that was your ambition.
Part of it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, of course, to go further. When we're young, maybe we have too much ambition sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Have to learn to compromise.
Yes, we will.
Uh-huh.
Have to live away first, though.
Uh-huh.
When my dad says, "I will talk not long ago," I said, "Well, we can live a while and learn a little." He says, "Yes, we can live a little while and learn a lot sometimes."
Mm-hmm.
He'd been in World War II. You know, of course, he was referring to his experience. And I don't know, I met my husband and babies in, about 23, I guess.